Welcome to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Dawson Ludwig. We're going to get things started on this September episode with a song called Soak It Up by the band Houses. It's a beautiful track, incredibly hypnotizing, so sit back and enjoy it. With the song Soak It Up. It's a beautiful piece of music. See how hypnotizing it can be. It actually comes from the record label Lefsy Records, which we're proud to have in the Northern California area up in Sacramento. And we're going to be playing another one of their artists later on in the podcast, How to Dress Well. Right now, we're going to be listening to the new song by Of Montreal. This is Coquette, Coquette.
Coquette, coquette, you know I won't forget how you hurt me twice to prove. typical. Oh my cookhead, you're Herculean. You are so miserable. Cookhead, cookhead, you know I won't forget how you made me cry to prove I was dutiful. Oh my cookhead, my teenage lust for you is so beautiful.
Kevin Barnes and his debaucherous clan of miscreants of Montreal. They're adding a little bit of color to the independent world, which could definitely use it. Otherwise, we'd be overrun with flannel shirts and beards. We're going to move on to No Age and their new track, Glitter. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was No Age with the song Glitter. We're going to stay on this dissonant vibe that No Age has set for us and play a song by Double Dagger. This is called Luxury Condos for the Poor. And Double Dagger is a band from Baltimore that I stumbled upon through Sound Opinions, which is an excellent podcast that features two critics from the Chicago area just sitting around talking about music. Again, this song is called Luxury Condos for the Poor, and the artist is Double Dagger. Luxury Condos for the Poor by the band Double Dagger. And right now we're going to slow things way, way down. This is Sufjan Stevens with the song Heirloom off of the All Delighted People EP. And it's a little bit of a sound experiment, jumping from one extreme to the other, but I find it palate cleansing. So I hope you do too. Again, this is Sufjan Stevens. Thank you.
wilted brow. When the devil's pushing down, when your morning has a sound, and you hesitate to laugh, how quickly will your joy pass? How quickly will your joy pass? And when you walk inside, I feel the door. I'll never let it push your arms no more. And when your legs give out, just lie right down. And I will kiss you till your breath is found. Inside I feel the door. I'll never let it push your arms no more. So do you think I came to fight? And do I always right? Oh no, I never meant to be a pest to anyone this time. Oh no, I only meant to be a friend to everyone this time. And when you walk inside, I feel the door. I'll never let it push your arms no more. When your legs give out, just lie right down. And I will kiss you till your breath is found. And when you walk inside, I feel the door. I'll never let it push your arms no more.
That was Sufjan Stevens, and next up we have the Word of Mouth segment, which is a portion of the podcast where we invite a friend of ours to come on and discuss music and have them play a track. On this edition, we have Jesse Fox, who is a former music industry vet, I guess would be the word, and has since moved on to the foodie world. Welcome to the second installment of Word of Mouth. We have Jesse Fox here with us, and he is the marketing manager for three Bay Area restaurants, including Fly Bar, Solstice, and Big Nate's. And Big Nate's is actually going to be the exclusive barbecue joint at Treasure Island this year. So, woohoo! And just to clarify Jesse's music credentials for him being on this podcast, he is a recent music industry escapee, most recently from William Morris. Prior to that, he was with Jelly NYC and then Organic Entertainment. So welcome to the podcast.
Hello, hello.
And let's talk about Big Nate's. Let's talk about Treasure Island.
So Big Nate's is having its 20th anniversary of barbecue service, and we're going to be at Treasure Island.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Should be pretty cool.
Very cool. To the point. I like that. Are you excited for any particular day at Treasure Island?
I am excited for a particular day. Dawson knows, because you can see my glasses and cardigan, I'm a more Sunday person.
Why do you say that?
I think most people can look at the lineup and see a pretty sharp divide.
Of course, between the electronic. Okay, I see what you mean.
On Saturday, you'll see a lot more deep Vs, depending on weather, neon, fake glasses.
Oh, wow, you're getting into actual dissection. All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, you might as well. And then Sunday, it'll be everyone be older. There'll be more beards that are not ironic. Cardigans, definitely 60% minimum glasses, most genuine glasses.
Right. And also a big age difference too.
I can imagine 7 years difference.
No, more than that. Well, if you look at like the National, who are like, you
oh,
know,
the band's age.
Well, that alone, I think, attracts a certain demographic.
Well, I think LCD, I mean, James is pretty old, isn't he?
He is, but it's dance music. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, no, his fans are not as old as he is.
Youngsters love to dance.
They do. They really like dancing. Yeah. We're old people like being earnest, being sad.
Right. Speaking of earnest and sad, you apparently have a...
That was a top-notch
That was an awesome segue, wasn't it? You have a musical choice, correct?
Yes. It is very sad and actually quite earnest. It comes from Hooray for the Riff Raff, who I just saw last week at Amnesia Bar. They're a little band from New Orleans, Louisiana. This is the song Young Blood Blues off the album Young Blood Blues. It's pretty awesome.
Right on. Let's listen.
Thank you. you're following me. I've got the young bird blues, they just won't let me be. I've got the young bird blues, they're following me. I've got the young bird blues, they just won't.
That was sad. It was beautiful, but it was really, really sad.
It's intentionally she was sad about something, you assume, and then wrote this really sad song to a point where it almost sounded like she was making it up as it went along. Because it's also really slow and really long.
Well, and really barren. There's nothing around it.
Nothing. There's probably an acoustic lap steel, but that, I assume that was all recorded live, too.
Yeah. And to catch the audience up to date, Jesse and I were having a conversation while the song was playing about how Jesse was insanely jealous of this song. And I asked, why is he jealous? And I'll let you explain your position.
I guess as a songwriter in general, I get jealous of people who are able to write really simple songs that are really dynamic. So she's able to just sit down and put together, I assume there's probably 6 chords in that song, and write a pretty compelling arranged song just because the dynamism of her vocal abilities.
Yeah, it's beautiful, right.
And she does it easily.
Okay, so then to go back to our discussion, Jesse said that. I said, what? How can you be jealous of that? And then he says, why? What are you jealous of? And I said, songs that are actually like really great arrangements that, you know, play with, you know, cool time or cool, the timbre of instruments, you know, bouncing
and
off one another.
I think that's dumb.
It's not dumb.
Because I think I could try long enough and there's 13 notes. I can put together a reverbed oboe like piece to put over an auto harp where everyone's singing similar notes.
Harmony.
Long.
So just call it what it is. Call it harmony. And we're also talking about Grizzly Bear at this point, aren't we?
And yes, we're talking about Grizzly Bear, which is a band I like.
They have really interesting arrangements.
I'm just attached from them.
But that's an enormous talent. Almost, I would argue, a larger talent than it is just to sit down with a guitar and emote.
I think it's a learned talent, and I'm not jealous if people are able to learn how to do things really well.
Yes, it's learned, but it's also the application of what is learned to an art form. It's the combination of science and art, whereas all you're talking about is a girl or guy, but in this case it's a girl, just essentially crying melodically. And yes, it is beautiful. I just feel like what I'm arguing for, which is arrangement, takes more talent, and therefore I'm more jealous of that. But let's get back to the point. Hooray for the Riffraff. What is their deal?
Hooray for the Riffraff is... it's the lead singer, who I forget her name. It's the lead singer and a rotating cast of characters, it seems. She writes all the songs, and then she has a bunch of people add kind of Bayou-esque instrumentation. There's some Dixieland things on a lot of the songs. There's
Is anything
horns.
More upbeat than that?
Yeah, I mean, most of the songs are short and pretty tight. That is just...
that's a really slow song.
Yeah, I mean, she's a pretty economic songwriter normally, and I think this one's so interesting because it's a really long song. At no point did she decide to cut it.
Yeah. Jesse, thank you very much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you for having me. It was
and
a pleasure.
We will see you in Treasure Island.
Yeah, I'll be the one with barbecue sandwiches.
That's right.
That will be me.
And the cardigan.
And the cardigan. And glasses.
And speaking of Treasure Island, our next song is by The Sea and Cake, who will be playing on Sunday. This song is called Car Alarm.
Stop.
was the CN Cake, who will be performing at Treasure Island on Sunday, the 17th of October. And speaking of Treasure Island, one last time, if case you are interested in purchasing any music by all of the Treasure Island artists, you can head over to Amoeba Music in San Francisco or Berkeley to pick up the latest releases by all of the bands. And also be sure to check out D. Antwoord, who will be performing in the San Francisco store on Friday, October 15th at 6 p.m. All right, next up we have The Walkmen, who performed at Treasure Island last year. Sorry, last plug for Treasure Island. This is from their new album Lisbon called Angela Surf City, and this could be a contender for Song of the Year. Last podcast I said it was tennis. I still think tennis could win, but Walkmen are up there too. Walkman with Angela Surf City. We are going to close things off with a Lefsy Records artist, as promised earlier in the podcast. This is How to Dress Well, and the song is called Decisions. But before we do that, I just want to thank a few people. Jamie Nabrinsky, one of the producers of the podcast. Jesse Fox for coming on. And also want to send a shout out to the upcoming Guided by Voices show, which we, Noise Pop, are co-presenting with Golden Voice. It's taking place at the Warfield on October 5th. Times New Viking is opening up, so it's a stellar bill, and hope to see you guys out there. It's going to be a good time. My name's Dawson. I will see you next month, and again, this is How to Dress Well with Decisions.